It was August 1971, Belfast, West Belfast, Ballymurphy. Over 3 days, a mother of eight, a Catholic priest, two 19-year-olds, one of whom was about to become a dad for the second time, were among 10 people shot dead during a British Army operation. Those who died were Joan Connolly, Father Hugh Mullen, Frank Quinn, Noel Phillips, Daniel Teggart, Joseph Murphy, John Laverty, Joseph Corr, Edward Doherty and John McKerr. Today, a coroner will deliver her findings into their deaths. Their families are hoping for truth and justice. At the very least, they are hoping that their loved ones will be cleared of any accusation by the British that they were members of the IRA. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, reports.
Father Hugh Mullen swapped the tranquil village of Portaferry on the shores of Strangford Loch in County Down for the chaos and mayhem of West Belfast in August 1971. His gravestone in the grounds of St Patrick's Church in Portaferry says he died serving his people in Ballymurphy.
And that night, about, I think it was the 10 o'clock news on RTE, and they said that there was a priest had been shot in Ballymurphy.
Almost half a century later, standing by the grave, tears well in the eyes of his 81-year-old brother Patsy as he recalls that night.
We were all in a terrible state, I can tell you. Still are. We still are in a bad way.
The 38-year-old priest was killed after going to help a parishioner.
There had been a lot of trouble that day and people were trying to get away from the trouble. They were carrying children across the wasteland in front of his house and there was shooting going on. He was standing at his front door in front of that wasteland and someone called for a priest that someone had been shot.
Geraldine McGrattan is his niece.
He brought a white flag with him, waving the white flag. Before he had gone out, he rang the army and told them that he was going out onto the wasteland. He got to the injured man and he spoke to him and gave him a blessing and then was starting to head back to get an ambulance to come and help the man. When he was shot, with the first shot, he went down and then he was shot again.
The families of the 10 people killed during the three-day period examined by these inquests refer to the incident as the Ballymurphy Massacre. While the Lawless Paramilitary Group, the UVF, recently claimed that its members may have been responsible for some of the killings, the families believe all 10 victims were shot by members of the British Army's Parachute Regiment. Geraldine McGrattan says their grief was compounded by false claims that all of those killed were armed members of the IRA.
We were not only filled with grief, but we were filled with the not knowing what had happened, why it had happened. Then you get the anger that there's something, this is unjust, and nobody is doing anything about it. No one is saying it's unjust.
The day after Father Mullen was killed, 20-year-old John Laverty, one of a family of 12 children, carried his 8-year-old sister Carmel to the local community centre to catch a bus evacuating women and children from the area to Kildare Army Camp.
John told me that everything was going to be okay. I was going on a wee holiday and when I came back, everything would be back to normal. And as an 8-year-old, I could sense the fear of my family and the fear of my neighbours.
Carmel never spoke to her brother again. The day after she was taken to safety, he died after being shot in the back. 50 years later, the sense of pain and anger is clear, and she wants those responsible to be held to account.
There has to be accountability. You know, you can't come in and totally destroy a family. Fracture a family that will never recover, and the other families, and have no accountability from the state. You know, when the lawmakers become the lawbreakers, then there's no law.
Solicitor Padraig O'Murray backed the family's campaign for these inquests and represented them during the hearings. He believes the findings will back their accounts of what happened.
We're hoping for the first time in 50 years for an evidence-based narrative of what happened in Ballymurphy in August 1971. I'm absolutely confident that these findings will vindicate what the families have said from day one, that their loved ones were innocent, that they weren't gunmen and gunwomen. I'm absolutely 100% confident about that.
The families of Father Hugh Mullen John Lafferty and the other eight victims are confident he's right.
The British state had fought us every step of the way to try to deny us justice. On Tuesday they will not be able to do that.
Yeah, it's the truth. All we're interested in is truth. We need truth. And I'm thinking, and I hope, that everything will work out well for all the families in Ballymurphy. They're all good people. All good people.
Patsy Mullen, and before him, Carmel Laverty, siblings of two of 10 people shot dead in Ballymurphy in West Belfast 50 years ago this coming August. Their inquest findings will be delivered later today by the coroner. That was our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, reporting there, and we'll have